Welcome back to another episode of Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the tech that's shaping our future. I'm Alex, your guide through the complex world of artificial intelligence.
And I'm Jamie, the one who asks all the questions you're thinking so you don't have to. Today, we're taking a journey into the heart of deep learning with a beginner's guide to PyTorch. So, Alex, ready to light this torch and explore?
Absolutely, Jamie. PyTorch is a powerhouse in the AI world, developed by Facebook's AI Research Lab. It's known for being flexible, Pythonic, and great for both research and production. But before we dive in, Jamie, what's your experience with Python?
Python and I have a love-hate relationship. I love how easy it is to pick up, but I hate when I forget to indent my code. But seriously, I've used Python for some data analysis, so I'm curious to see how it applies to deep learning with PyTorch.
Perfect. PyTorch operates with something called tensors, which are essentially multidimensional arrays, much like NumPy arrays, but with superpowers, like GPU acceleration. Imagine being able to perform computations hundreds of times faster just by moving your tensors to a GPU.
Wait, so you're telling me PyTorch tensors are like NumPy arrays on a caffeine rush? But how easy is it to get started with these tensors?
It's surprisingly straightforward. For example, creating a tensor from data is as simple as torch tensor 1, 2, 3, 4. And if you want to supercharge your computations, you move your tensor to a GPU with just .to CUDA. PyTorch makes it that easy.
That sounds incredibly user-friendly. But what about building something more complex, like a neural network?
That's where PyTorch really shines. With its torch.nn module, you can stack layers of neurons in a very intuitive way. Let's say you want to build a simple feed-forward network for classifying images. You define your layers in the init method and how they connect in the forward method. PyTorch takes care of the rest, including the backpropagation.
Hold up, backpropa what now? You're going to have to break that down for me.
Backpropagation is just a fancy way of saying PyTorch helps adjust the weights in your neural network based on the errors it makes during training. It's how the network learns. And thanks to PyTorch's dynamic computation graph, you can modify your model on the fly, which is a huge advantage for research and prototyping.
So if I mess up, which, let's be honest, is likely, PyTorch makes it easy to fix. That's pretty cool. But what about when you're ready to go from playing around to actually deploying a model?
Great question. PyTorch offers tools like TorchScript and TorchServe for deploying models at scale. Whether you're serving your model through a REST API or deploying to mobile devices, PyTorch has you covered.
Wow, it really seems like PyTorch is built for both beginners and pros. But there's got to be some common pitfalls, right? I mean, besides forgetting to indent your code.
Definitely. A common one is forgetting to move your model and tensors to the same device, like your GPU. PyTorch will politely remind you with an error message, though. And then there's the challenge of managing your learning rate to avoid exploding gradients, which sounds way more exciting than it is.
Exploding gradients? Sounds like my kind of party. But seriously, this has been a fascinating dive into PyTorch. I'm feeling a bit less intimidated about giving it a go.
That's the spirit, Jamie. And for our listeners, remember, the best way to learn is by doing. So grab your computer, install PyTorch, and start playing around with tensors and building your own models.
And when in doubt, don't forget to consult the PyTorch documentation or reach out to the community. You'll find that the PyTorch ecosystem is not just powerful, but also welcoming.
Absolutely. That's all for today's episode of Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. We hope you're leaving with your curiosity sparked and ready to explore the world of PyTorch.
Thanks for tuning in, and don't forget to hit that subscribe button for more deep dives into tech. Until next time, keep those tensors flowing and your gradients descending.